On February 10th, Becky Trimble received a letter with the potential to upend her and her family's life.
My husband opened it up first, and his face just kind of like dropped. My littlest, he got like a little tissue and was wiping my eyes for me, and they're like, "What's wrong, Mommy?"
The letter was from the federal government. The United States Citizenship and Immigration Services ordered Becky to leave the country within 33 days or risk being deported. The reason it cited was that Becky had voted illegally in the 2008 presidential election.
I wasn't a citizen.
Becky's parents adopted her when she was 3 days old, bringing her into the U.S. from Mexico. She says she went most of her life just assuming she was a U.S. citizen. She had gotten a job, a driver's license, and she had voted.
In high school, you know, it was senior year, and it was very a big election, I guess you could say, 2008. You know, we can make history.
At 19 years old, everyone around her was telling her voting was the right thing to do. Becky told the USCIS she had no idea she wasn't a U.S. citizen when she cast her ballot, but they said it was still illegal.
I feel like there are holes in the system and that I just need to be looked at as an individual and not just over a letter.
The 33-day deadline USCIS gave Becky ends this Saturday, but she says she's not worried.
I just don't feel like they could deport me when there's just nowhere to go. There's no proof to send me.
That's because Becky doesn't have a real birth certificate, not even from Mexico. The one her adoptive parents received from her birth mother in Mexico turned out to be a fake. And she doesn't believe the United States is going to send her to a country she doesn't even officially belong to.
Who knows if they even want me? I'm going to stay here and just live out normal life and kind of see how things play out. It's still scary because, of course, they could probably, you know, detain me. But I feel at peace that things are going to work out and that I'm safe.
Becky has heard encouraging news about her situation from Alaska statesmen. She's received a personal call from U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski herself and from Governor Mike Dunleavy, assuring her they are advocating on her behalf. State Representative Tiffany Zilkowski has also been working on bringing attention to the issue. Becky is both overwhelmed and touched by the support her story has received.
I want to thank Bethel. You guys just pull together like a rock, and thank you for all the love and support and just prayers or just advice, love, letters. Thank you.
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Greg Kim.